or what's another way of saying they rather did fit, they, what would you say?
Are the same size as mine.
No, you'd say they fitted.
They fitted.
You say they fitted or they fit?
No, I'd say they fit.
Okay. All right. If you maybe you're looking for a new job or something like that and you want to impress the guy who's interviewing you, you might go out and buy yourself a
new wardrobe.
Or if you just want to have one interview, you just buy
one suit.
Okay. Or a new
suit.
Okay. If you like,
it always pays to wear shiny pair of shoes.
That's true. If you're like me and carry about 50 million keys around, you like this so your pockets
feel full of money.
Oh. Bulge.
Yeah, is that what you'd say?
I'd say they bulge, yeah.
Okay, all right. If you, before they had these new modern fabrics, a lot of times you'd wash a shirt or something like that, and it fit fine before you washed it. Then you'd wash it, and it's too small. What happened to the shirt?
It shrank.
Okay. What do you call a thing that the lady carries her change in?
Purse.
Okay. What is a purse exactly? To reverse it.
It's a small leather or plastic container for your small change.
Okay. Would you ever use the term for anything bigger?
No.
No, okay. All right. What do you call a piece of jewelry that a lady might wear around her wrist? Not a watch.
Not a watch, but
a
bracelet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a thing that you put up over your head and carry around to keep the rain off?
Umbrella.
All right.
There are called parasols, too.
Is there a difference?
I don't think so.
Okay.
There is in my mind.
There is.
What's the difference?
In my parasol is a sunshade. An umbrella is a rain. A rain shade.
All right. On a bed, you have obviously the mattress. But what are the different things you put on the mattress on the bed?
Sheets. Two sheets. One on the mattress and one above the mattress. And then blankets through the daytime with spread.
You put the what on top?
The sheet on top. You sleep with the sheet over you.
Okay, what do you put on top of everything when you make the bed up, though?
You just told him.
Blankets.
No, on top of the blankets, you have a
spread.
Okay, you call it a spread? Is that what you call it normally?
Bedspread.
Would you have any other word for it?
I never call it anything else.
Okay. In the wintertime, especially before they had central heating, I guess they used to have a lot of these things that were made out of patches of different things sewn together.
Oh.
What'd you call those?
Patch quilts.
Okay. Do you ever have any other term for them?
The heavy ones were called comforters.
Okay. Did you ever have a term for a bed that's made up on the floor?
No, I don't.
I don't either. It's on here. No. The same word that you were talking about where they manufacture here locally. What's the company? Is it?
Pallet?
Yeah, that's. I wouldn't use the word myself. If you have a real rich black soil, what do you call that?
Muck.
Okay. You ever heard the term loam?
Yes.
Okay, well, could you pronounce the word just to.
Loam.
Okay. Is that the way you normally pronounce it?
It's another kind of a soil.
What's the difference?
Between muck and loam,
mm-hmm.
Well, muck is very fine and black, real fine texture, and loam is